We're excited. We're going to catch up once again with the Catawba River Winds musicians. Sorry, I was
mouthful.
Lost. Yeah, I was at a loss for words there for a moment. The first time it's ever happened to me in my entire life. They've got their fall concert happening tomorrow, Friday. It's at 7 p.m. at Nation Ford High School. We have Ryan Tinker and Connie and Randy Grantham joining us. And good morning to all three.
Good morning.
Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
So we're going to start with Randy and Connie. So Connie, we've had you and Ryan on for a long time since you all started the Catawba River Winds. Back when was that?
It's May of 22.
22. Mm-hmm. I remember we first had you guys on to introduce who you all are and what you want to accomplish. And here we are approaching almost 3 years.
Yes.
And you've had a lot of success over the years.
We really have. Ryan and I both were retired or got out of teaching about the same time and wanted to put something together for an adult group in the Fort Mill area, Mecklenburg area, and it just all came together. We started, I think, our first year with 80 members, and it has grown to be about 90 or 95. We have a lot of repeat players that come and perform every time. And the group has grown and expanded, whereas this weekend, in addition to our winter concert, we're going to have our second middle school honor band clinic. And we have, 92 middle school students from the Carolinas that are coming and have a clinician coming in. We'll work with them all day tomorrow. And they will be the first part of our concert. They play at 6:30, and then the adult band will play at 7. So we're really excited about it.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's a fun time.
Oh, that's great.
It really is.
All right, so we've had Connie and Ryan on before. But Connie, we've talked about your husband, Randy, before because we've always are curious about the makeup of those that are part of this ensemble. And you've shared with us, there are a lot of families that are part of it, husband and wife duos. Ryan, your wife is also a part of the ensemble, though she's in class right now, so she gets a pass for why she's not here. But I did meet her during our prom pledge when we were ever there at Northwestern High School. But Connie and Randy, y'all have been married for 36 years.
And 36 wonderful years, both in the same profession in addition to our personal lives together.
Oh, gosh. Well, you're a smart man, right, Connie?
Yes.
He knows what to say. So, Randy, you spent some time in our high school bands and recently retired from Rock Hill High School?
I did. I retired as one of the band directors at Rock Hill High School. I worked with Joe Gulledge out there.
Yeah.
And prior to Rock Hill High School, I'd worked in a number of schools in the area, including the Fort Mill School District, Lancaster and Chester County Schools. And then when I retired in 2019, I continued to work part-time, doing a lot of consulting, if you will, with a number of the school districts in the area. Most recently, I finished up working the fall season with the Clover High School Band. I really enjoy still being in teaching, even though I'm on the retirement rolls with the state of South Carolina. It's very fulfilling to continue to get to contribute to the kids. And, of course, being in the band that these two created for adult musicians, that is a unique experience. And being a good husband, of course, and following instructions, I now follow her instructions when she's on the conductor's podium. Normally, I'm a trumpet player in the band, but this year, my lovely bride asked that I fulfill a different role for this particular concert, so tomorrow night, I'm going to be the announcer.
Oh,
wow!
For the concert, and I have just been reading through all of the notes that they've written up for me, trying to get everything just right, trying to channel my best Lucas McFadden personality, trying to engage the audience to enjoy the concert as much as possible.
Oh, gosh. Well, I love that you're multi-talented, and I love, Connie, that you just said, honey, we just need you in a different role today.
Yes.
That was essentially it.
Yes.
This is a good marriage. Men and women out there, take some notes.
Yeah.
36 years for a reason.
I don't think you can probably tell a lot of folks that in the ensemble, but this guy right here, you certainly can.
Exactly.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
Well, Connie, I think oftentimes people don't realize the work that goes on behind the scenes to put on such an incredible show. Share with people behind the curtains what it takes to put something like this on.
Well, this is where I'm going to kind of give Ryan the baton here, so to speak. There is a lot of work that goes into it, and Ryan is kind of the magic with that, with our website and keeping everything together, communications with our members. He and I work together to create the programming that we perform each season, and just getting that organized and deciding what we want to do and timing it out and getting our facility ready and all those things. It is a lot of work, but honestly, that's very similar to what we did when we were teaching band. You're always getting ready for the next performance, so it's really been the same work skills that we did while teaching, just applying it to this adult group. But Ryan is a master at IT and has really helped us get our group out there and aware to the community and really to the world, and it's been a lot of fun.
So, Ryan, as we've been hearing, this is an ensemble made up of adult musicians. So a lot of them have 9-to-5 jobs. I think you've shared with us before, some are current law enforcement officers, some work in the medical field, you work in the IT field. So these were individuals that were either part of their high school marching band, or maybe they picked up an instrument later in life and they still want to play, but you know, their family might be tired of them just holding a concert for 3 people in their home, so they want to be part of a bigger ensemble, and they can be part of the Catawba River Wind. So that's kind of the gist of how this all came about. And you do 2 concerts every year, right? One in the fall, one in the spring. And for you, is this just a chance to really continue to celebrate your love of music, to also encourage, it sounds like, more young people, to let them hone their skills? What's the goal for you as being part of this ensemble?
When I was a music teacher before my IT gig, I had a teacher tell me one time that you'll know you're successful when they start doing this, meaning, you know, play their instrument after they leave your classroom. You know, no matter if they were a professional musician or if they just played in their church orchestra, if they just kept doing it after they left you. And this opportunity, this community band, affords them an opportunity to stay in it when the opportunities potentially do dry up after, you know, leaving a high school band or leaving college. In many ways, there's this is a little home for folks to be able to continue to hone their craft and play and just enjoy.
Is the theme tomorrow Christmas related songs, holiday songs, a mix of both? Like, is there a theme?
Yeah, so we typically try to blend a lot of the staple symphonic band repertoire, the our bread and butter of what we call in our canon. But we have a few pieces that are holiday spirited for the audience as well, because we do recognize that time. And in fact, I think even the middle school honor band is doing a holiday piece called Deck the Halls with Chips and Salsa.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I love it.
And it's a fun piece.
Oh, that's great. And age appropriate.
Lots of maracas. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Perfect. That's exactly right. And remind me again, the instruments that are part of the Catawba River Winds, what instruments are we talking about here?
We typically have woodwind instruments. So there's things like flutes, clarinets, oboes, saxophones, and then our brass instruments. So trumpets, French horns, trombones, euphoniums, tubas. And then we have a whole assortment of percussion instruments as well. So,
what about the person? Do you have someone that holds a little triangle and hits that one?
We absolutely do.
Because that's what I want. That's the job I want.
Oh, yeah. Bummer, it's been taken.
Okay. Well, no, Connie can make room. She made room for Randy. She can make room
example.
For me.
It's a very good example.
Maybe one day I can come and just ding the triangle. But there's an art to it, I know.
We'll make it happen.
We can have a lesson for you, and you can have you playing very quickly.
Look at that. They're stars. Well, they're teachers, so they can make it happen.
They sure can. If people like Lucas or others out there want to join you guys, how do they get a part of this great group?
So our website, CatawbaRiverWinds.org, at the very top in our menu bar, there's a spot where you can click sign up. We're currently full in just about every section. However,
too bad, Lucas.
But, you know, every concert we have folks that, you know, either have a date conflict or something like that. So there's an interest form where you can just give us some simple information. We keep a roster of that. So when opportunities arise, we'll just reach out to those folks and say, hey, are you available? And then they jump right in.
So. Love it.
So the Catawba River Winds, they're going to put on a concert tomorrow, Friday, 7 p.m. there at Nation Ford High School in the auditorium. Is it free or there's a small cost?
It's free.
Absolutely free. Absolutely.
Look at that. Even better.
Why
it
not?
Is free to listen to All I Want for Christmas or Chips and Salsa too?
Yes.
Oh, even better.
Why not?
That's really great. Well, what a nice gift to give the community twice a year for those like myself who have no musical talent but love to hear people play an instrument. So thank you so much for that gift. But for folks like you all that still have that drive and passion for music and want to continue it later in life, and then you entertain everyone else. I think it's a generous offering that you guys do. And we certainly have enjoyed being part of your experience as you continue to grow in our community. So check out CatawbaRiverWinds.org. That's the website. You're going to see Randy and Connie Grantham, as well as Ryan Tinker and so many others part of our community here. Maybe your neighbor who had no idea might be a musician and is part of this ensemble. And they're going to present this free concert tomorrow, Friday, 7 p.m. at Nation Ford High School. Guys and ladies, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.